everybody. The following is a small list of places you can donate for Black lives and the lives of all people of color all across the United States. National Bailout, The Bail Project, Mutual Aid, The Navajo Water Project, My Block, My Hood, My City, Resist, Black Table Arts, Embrace Race, Social Justice Learning Institute, Black Feminist Project, Integrate NYC, Black Girls Code, Pretty Brown Girl, The Winter Institute, Ramp Your Voice with Velissa, Autistic People of Color Fund, Sins Invalid, ACLU, Black Lives Matter Global Network, Color of Change Education Fund, Anti-Racism Fund, The Refugee Dream Center, Alliance to Mobilize Our Resistance, Black Voters Matter Fund, The Collective Political Action Committee, The National Police Accountability Project, Campaign Zero, Communities United for Police Reform, Equal Justice Initiative, No New Jails NYC, Anti-Recidivism Coalition, Legal Rights Center, Transgender Law Center Black LGBTQIA Plus Migrant Project, Up Against the Law Legal Collective, Black Trans Advocacy Coalition, The Okra Project, Brave Space Alliance, Trans Justice Funding Project, The Loveland Foundation, Black Women for Wellness, National Queer and Trans Therapists of Color Network, National Black Disability Coalition, Sister Song, Navajo and OB Families COVID-19 Relief Fund, Orinda Tribe COVID Response, and Dena Hosoto Families COVID-19 Relief Fund. There are many, many more, and they all need our help. So donate, volunteer, and do what you can for the future of people of color in this country. If the system won't, we will. Because none of us are free until all of us are free.
In the culmination of the ongoing 8-year-long war between Russia and Ukraine, Russia has declared that it recognizes the People's Republics in Donbass as independent. This move is meant as the setup to jeopardize years of diplomatic negotiations around the conflict and disrupt peace in the region. Prior to the recognition, pro-Kremlin channels have spread false justifications for the ongoing war. In a speech announcing the recognition, Putin blamed Ukrainians themselves for the escalation, calling it a colony with puppets at its helm. This, listeners, is imperialism. As we now know, Russia has begun bombing the Ukraine, completely and utterly unprovoked. So here are some places you can donate to help the people of Ukraine, no matter where you call home. Come Back Alive and Army SOS. Both will use donated funds to help purchase supplies for the Ukrainian military, including ammunition, shields, and food. RASM for Ukraine, Help for Ukraine, Sunflower of Peace, and Revive Soldiers Ukraine. These four organizations will use donations to fund medical aid for the people of Ukraine, including the purchase of first aid kits, backpacks stuffed with medical supplies, and medical rehabilitation for injured soldiers. And finally, the Kyiv Independent. You can help fund English language journalism in the country by donating to the Kyiv Independent at its Patreon or GoFundMe accounts. Do what you can and pray for the people of Ukraine.
Hey y'all, it's me, your friendly neighborhood host, back again for yet another episode of Out in the Woods. I know, it's been a couple of weeks. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. I guess I'm here to, like, update y'all a little bit, give you some exciting new news, and kind of get all of us on the same page. Past couple of weeks, I don't know, like, nothing really interesting. I got a second job at a fancy restaurant in a nicer part of town. Really enjoying that so far. But also, it's a second job. It's a second job. So, buy free time. I went and saw the new Batman. Great. Just really fantastic work on everybody's part. You know, it was more of a detective movie than it was
a superhero film. And I really appreciated that, especially as someone who's, like, read, like, enough of the, like, important Batman comics to, like, consider myself, like, a Batman fan. No, it was really good. I would highly recommend it to anybody. Only thing is, like, you can definitely feel the length, no pun intended, there towards the end. There are a couple of false endings, and that, it's something. It's something. I also saw the newest Spider-Man film in the comfort of my own home. That was the first time I saw it. Long story short, until I saw the new Batman, I had had a little bit of anxiety surrounding movie theaters. And no, it had nothing to do with, you know, the Aurora Massacre or anything like that. It was just, I guess, a perfect storm for someone that has anxiety and borderline panic. You know what I mean? Like, sitting there, it's getting cold. You're just trying to, like, hold it all together so you don't, like, make a fool of yourself in front of everybody at the movie theater. But, you know, as my therapist would say, like, how are you embarrassing yourself when you have a panic attack? Why is that embarrassing? Why do you think people would be disappointed in you? You know, stuff like that. So, something that I've been working on, and something that was, like, kind of a milestone for me going to see the new Batman. But side note, Spider-Man No Way Home, fantastic shit, fantastic shit. I did break up with the guy that I had briefly mentioned back in the large sweet tea. It is what it is. It was what was best for both of us, I think. And now your friendly neighborhood host is also your friendly neighborhood ho. So yeah, lots of work going on with the Mississippi Pride Committee this week. The Capital City Pride Committee, I should say. I'm on the committee, as I mentioned before, and Monday I actually hosted their Monday meetup trivia night at Barrel House in Jackson. Had a lot of fun there. Got to meet a lot of people in the community. Got to have a lot of fun. And then Wednesday we had our meeting, and I'm not going to talk about anything that we're planning. But what I can say is I'm very happy to know that me and all of the other committee members are kind of on the same page, and that the director of the committee is very giving and very willing to open his ears and his heart. So yeah, no, it's really great stuff. It's really great stuff. I guess let me hop right into it. So sorry to bore you with everything going on with my personal life, but that's kind of why I brought you all here today, all 22 of you. You know, I've talked a little bit about how I would really love more listenership, and there's a lot of stuff that goes into achieving stuff like that. You know, there's more that I could be doing, but there's also only so much time that I have now, especially with all of the shit that I'm doing in my personal life. Maintaining a personal life, you know, is very important to me. It's actually very important to my mental health. One thing that I would impart on anybody is that your personal time is more important than practically any other aspect of your mental health, because I mean, ultimately you need that space to just decompress. You need that space to get back in touch with yourself and what you need and everything like that. And I mean, I know that I do. So this is not me breaking up with Out in the Woods. Absolutely not. This is my baby. I love Out in the Woods. I love you, my listeners. I just kind of hoped that, you know, I would be able to maintain a large audience. And the fact of the matter is, in order to do that, I need to be able to post every single day on all of my socials. I need to be able to pay money to all of these different corporations that run these socials so that they can promote my advertising. I needed to have already been doing that before I even started out in the woods, y'all. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. And so I just want to reassure you all that my mission is still the important mission of getting all of these queer Southern voices out and giving them this platform. Because that's important. It is. I think so many young queer people and even so many old queer people probably need to hear some of these stories. I also think that people that don't know any queer people need to hear these stories. I think other queer people just in general need to hear these stories because I think that there is a grain of inspiration in every single person's story. So what I'm telling you is that I'm still at it. I'm still going. But I will not be doing weekly episodes. I don't have the time. I'm incredibly disorganized as an individual. And quite frankly, a lot of the time, I will choose me time over stressing about anything, including this lovely podcast that I have. So yeah, we're gonna go down to once a month so that I can juggle this and other creative ventures that I will talk about in a second. But yeah, so we'll probably go down to once or twice a month, depending on what kind of time I have, because I want to keep doing this work. I also just find that right now what I really love is writing, you know, working on the Mind book. Fun announcement, I just sent all of the emails to the cast of Enter the Mind Book 3, and I will go ahead and tell you the title of that episode. It's going to be called The House of Other. So be excited for that. I've also started working on another audio drama. I haven't really settled on a name for it yet, but I'm about halfway through the script for the first episode. It's not going to be affiliated with Out in the Woods, but it will be written by me. It's going to be about this girl who is on her way to an abortion clinic, and she gets stopped by a person who is disguised as an abortion clinic employee who takes her to one of those, you know, family planning clinics where she is convinced to keep the baby. And long story short, it turns out that she gives birth to the Antichrist. So just an idea that popped into my head on the way to work many months ago, and I finally just decided to start writing on it. But yeah, you can, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, you can see my ADHD brain like going full force right now, and I do not give a shit. I know that I just had this whole spiel about not having time and me time and all of this, but I just want you to know too that, I have a very, very special announcement. On top of having Out in the Woods, I'm also, expecting another podcast child. So I'm very excited to tell you all about Grindr Tales. Grindr Tales will be my next podcast venture, my next side hustle. And it's going to be me and my good friend that I met a couple months ago, Justin. And we are going to be talking a lot about some crazy shit that we have experienced via Grindr, whether it be messages, actual hookups, actual dates. And I'm hoping that that's going to be an avenue for other people to come on as well, from all over the world now, to talk about their crazy Grindr experiences as well. So I'm about to be in the process of setting up all the socials for that, advertising, stuff like that. Once again, I don't have money to spend on ads, so we're just really, at this point, going to be depending on word of mouth, just like I am for Out in the Woods. And then, I do have a little podcast bun in the oven. I'm not ready to make any concrete announcements about that. However, shout out to my good friend, all the way down under, Logan, who, will be my co-host for that when it does come around. And once I've figured out if Grindr Tales is viable, alongside Out in the Woods. I don't know. I'm very excited. I have a theme tune and everything already. So I just want y'all to gush with me. Please, please gush with me. So yeah, guys and girls and theys and thems. I've had a lot on my mind. Y'all know your friendly neighborhood host is thinking all the time. Being a hoe has made it hard for me to sleep sometimes. Not because of guilt, but just because, you know, you stay up rather late whenever you work late and have bedfellows late at night. It's a great world out here, and I am excited for the future. I'm just in a transitionary phase right now, and I'm figuring a lot out, and that's okay. I hope if any of you out there listening or watching are also in a transitionary period right now, that you keep your head up. I mean, that's all we can do, is keep our head up and keep going. I'm pretty sure, by the way, everybody, that I'm going to probably be receiving messages from people asking if I'm okay. And let me go ahead and assure you right now, before the show is over, yes, I am totally okay. I'm perfectly fine. I have work to do. I have lots of work to do. So, I think I'm going to go ahead and call this episode there. It's a mini-sode, you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm glad that you could all be here with me, and I'm very excited to see where things go. Stay tuned, because I'm hoping that this will not be my only episode this month. I'm hoping maybe I can get a guest in before the end of March, but if I can't, I'm pretty sure that my next episode will most definitely be Into the Mind Book 3, The House of Other. I love y'all. Thanks for coming out into the woods and into my closet.
Thanks for tuning in to yet another episode of Out in the Woods. If you'd like to keep up to date with the show or see more of what I'm up to when I'm not behind the mic, check out my socials at ONTW Podcast on Instagram, Out in the Woods on Facebook, or if you're looking for the opportunity to engage and share your own stuff with the wider LGBT community, you can join the Out in the Woods LGBT Crossroads and Connections Facebook group. Want to see me be a gamer? Follow ONTW_podcast on Twitch. If you get past the homophobic algorithm, you can find me on YouTube at Out in the Woods Podcast. And last but not least, if you'd like to shoot me an email about being a guest, questions, or just because you love the show, send it to ontwpodcast@gmail.com. And of course, don't forget to like, comment, rate, review, and subscribe. As always, thanks for coming out in the woods and into my closet.